This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Southwestern on the road, green uniforms tonight, trimmed out in the gold, white numerals with the gold trim, Piasaw Birds in gold lettering across the front. Litchfield in the home whites, trimmed out in the purple, purple Panthers in purple lettering with purple numerals for Litchfield. It'll be Watson to jump for the Piasaw Birds, Niehaus into the center jump circle for Litchfield, and here we go. The tap is controlled by Southwestern and Watson, and they will get it to start. 2-3 zone, of course, for Litchfield. Up top with Shookman on the baseline. It goes to Seifried. He'll rise up. Couldn't get the kind roll. Falls off, and the rebound down to Litchfield. Just underway opening quarter. Man-to-man defense for Southwestern. Stewart threw that pass way too hard and turned it over. Here comes Moore. Nice little Euro step, and then he missed the layup too hard off the window. It's going to be saved by Southwestern's Salzman, and then he was fouled. First foul of the ball game goes to Litchfield, and they will get John Corso. Congratulations to the 7th grade Staunton Lady Terriers. Finished second place last night in the 7th grade 3A tournament. Congratulations to them on a 24-1 season. Sensational. Here come the Panthers after the Piasaw Birds misfired off the inbounds. Corso rises up from 12, missing a little strong. Rebound tapped around, pulled down by Brady Salzman. Into the hands of Watson. Off to Moore. That is Moore. He's been a little bit under the weather here as of late. He's a heck of a ball player, though. Really burst onto the scene last year as a sophomore. He's the focal point this year in his junior campaign. Seifried. Pulls it out beyond the arc on the right wing. Picked up his dribble. Now hands off to Shookman. Into the hands of Watson. Right back to Cale Shookman. Into the hands of Addis Moore. Just in front of the volleyball spike line. In the right corner it goes to Salzman. Feeds Watson. He'll rise up from outside the paint. Too strong. Rebound down to Litchfield and McGillin. A jump ball as Moore got in there to tie it up. The arrow will keep it with Litchfield. Good heady play that time from Addis Moore. 6.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Still no score in the ballgame. Coming into the front court, Blaine Stewart. Top of the key on the right wing. It goes now to McGill. Blake McGill off to Niehaus. Austin gives it to Corso. John Corso spins around, rises up. Too strong off the heel from 15. And the rebound down to the Birds. And Watson into the front court. On the right wing to Addis Moore. Addis puts it on the deck, rises up. Tough angle on the baseline, missed it. And the rebound down to Litchfield. He might have been caught behind the backboard more than he thought when he rose up. 2 minutes gone by, still scoreless. Here's McGill, feeds the block to Robinson. Anthony Robinson put it on the deck and had it stripped out of there by Addis Moore. Picked up off the deck by the Piasaw Birds. Here's Watson in the corner to Moore. On the right side, Addis Moore. Across the floor to Watson, back to Addis. Moore now. Feeds the post, forced it down in there to Seifried. Tough catch in traffic as he tried a bounce pass down to Watson, tipped and stolen by Litchfield. First turnover on Southwestern. 5:20 for the opening quarter. Stewart's pass is tipped, picked up underneath by Niehaus. Good ball movement. Corso open for three. Left it short. Rebound tipped by Moore, picked up by Boston. And Litchfield will reset. Here's a three ball out of the right corner pocket put home by Blake McGill. And Litchfield on the board first at the 5 minute mark of the opening quarter. Right wing with Jonathan Watson standing just in front of that purple Panther paw in front of the Litchfield bench. Oh, nice diagonal pass down to Salzman. He's cut off though. Good recovery by Corso. Down to Shookman, rejected, picked up underneath by Corso. He leaves it off for Blaine Stewart. The 5'10 sophomore takes his time into the front court. Into the hands of Corso. In the corner to McGill. Blake, one dribble, pulls up, left it short, and the rebound down to Southwestern and Kyler Seifried. Here comes Addis Moore into the front court. Bounce pass. Watson for three. Left it short. Rebound belongs to Salzman. Pump fake, got Boston in the air, and a foul on Anthony Boston. It'll be his first, team second. 4:18 for the opening quarter. Litchfield leading 3-0. Brady Salzman at the free throw line for the Piasaw Birds. The toss is short. These two teams will play back-to-back tomorrow at the T-Toad Shootout. Southwestern will face Nokomis at 3:30, Litchfield and Lincolnwood at 5 o'clock. Second toss for Salzman is good. Brady gets one out of two. And the Birds on the board. 4:15 for the opening quarter. High post to Anthony Boston. Dribble handoff to Corso in the corner. Stewart, he'll try the left corner pocket. Left that one short. Rebound down to Boston. Return pass to Stewart. Little pump fake at the foul line. Cut off there. Nowhere to go. Out it goes to Corso. Boston has position on the left block, but they can't get it to him. Stewart keeps the bounce alive. Now an underhand shovel to Niehaus. Austin rises, left elbow, missed it. And the rebound going to be tied up. Boston and Salzman, and the Birds have it on the arrow. Good aggressive play on the inside there from Anthony Boston. 3 minutes, 45 seconds for quarter number one. A low-scoring affair here at the outset. Down on the baseline to Moore. Tough catch with the spin. Oh, finds a slashing Piasol bird. That is Gavin Day who's checked in, and he lays it up and in. We are tied at three. 3:20 for the opening quarter. High post to Boston, and Stewart just airmailed them. Flat threw it over the 6'3 senior's head. Here comes Addis Moore. Leaves it in the corner for Seifried. Up top to Gavin Day, the 5'10 sophomore. Where's the green T-shirt under the Piasol Bird jersey in the corner. Salzman, nice ball fake. He'll fire the three now. Yes, for Kyler Seifried. Nice utilization of the pump fake there. 6-3, Southwestern leads, 2:50 for the opening quarter. Stewart into the hands of Niehaus. Here's McGill. He'll try the three ball, missed it, and the rebound down to Southwestern. Here comes Moore, leaves it for Day. His pass is corralled by Addis Moore. He needed it all, 6'5" of that frame to haul that pass in. Addis's arms and legs at 6'5". He looks bigger than 6'5" with his build. 2:20 first quarter. Good athletic build for Addis Moore. Shookman's at the table for Southwestern. He'll check in at the next whistle. On the baseline, nice bounce pass to Salzman, rejected by Corso. That was good all around. Good pass, better block. Day out, Shookman back in. Baseline out of bounds for the Piasol Birds. 2:09 for the opening quarter. And it goes to Seifried. One dribble, pulls up, rattled out, and the rebound down to Corso for Litchfield. John has that trainer's tape on his left shoulder. Here's Stewart, crosses over and hit on the release. Free throws for Blaine Stewart. First foul of the game on Southwestern. And they will get Seifried on the personal, his first. That'll send Blaine Stewart, the 5'10 sophomore, to the charity stripe. Free throw is good. Pure, didn't even touch the iron. Stewart's first point tonight. Pulls Litchfield to within two. Gavin Day right back into the ballgame. Kyler Seifried will take a seat. Second free throw for Stewart. That one rattles down. He got the pair. 6-5, Southwestern leads. 110 seconds for the opening quarter. Shookman directing traffic out front against this Litchfield 2-3 zone piece. Watson on the baseline. In the corner it goes to Salzman. Spins baseline, tried a bounce pass, but it went right through the legs of Addis Moore. Never bounced up to the 6-5 Moore. Second turnover on Southwestern. Here's Blaine Stewart. Works left wing, picks up his dribble, top of the key to Corso. John will fire the three ball, left it short, and the rebound went right past Stewart, picked up by Watson. And Stewart and Day have a little collision at the top of the key. Like a pinball machine. 1:10 first quarter, 6-5 Southwestern. Day splits the double. His pass is deflected out by Corso. It'll be Southwestern ball, sideline trigger in front of the Litchfield bench. Chase Hyers checking in, a 5'8 junior for Litchfield. Austin Niehaus will get a breather. Litchfield fighting the numbers game here tonight. Final minute, first quarter, a one-point Southwestern lead. Shookman on the right wing, puts it on the floor, brings it across the left side. That's going to be off of Southwestern. It was deflected by Hires, and then just instinctually Gavin Day stuck his hand out, deflected off his fingers, out of bounds. You can't help yourself. Your human instincts take over there, and you just reach for the basketball. 45 seconds, first quarter. Blaine Stewart in the left corner. Off to Corso. John puts it between his legs, now feeds the block to Boston. Anthony rises up, rattled out. Rebound down to Corso. Kicks it out to McGill at the top of the key. Into the hands of Blaine Stewart. Drives, baseline, tough shot, missed it. And the rebound down to Salzman for Southwestern. Outlet up the far sideline to Moore. Tried a long bounce pass, ill-advised. Boston gets back in the middle of the lane and picks it off. 18 seconds for the first quarter. A 6-5 Southwestern lead. John Corso handling out front, leaves it now for Hires. Off to Stewart. Corso comes off a screen. He'll put it on the floor, drives baseline. Middle of the lane to Boston, rises up from the right block. No, rebound down to Moore. Three quarters court, good if it goes off the backboard, just right of the rim. And after 8 minutes, it is Southwestern 6, Litchfield 5. We're back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Welcome back inside Simmons Gymnasium. Tim Mize with you here on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. Megan Cordy back in our studios producing this South Central Conference boys action on your Friday night. Birds lead 6-5 as Litchfield gets the ball to start the second quarter. Corso dribbles to the foul line, leaves off for Stewart. Now in the corner to John Corso, working on Salzman. Kicks it all the way up top to Hires. Back to Corso in the right corner. John spins on Moore. Good job by Addis to recover. Off to McGill. Tries to dump it down to Niehaus, and a lot of traffic, and Niehaus is going to be fouled. Lane Gage checked in at the quarter, and he picks up the personal foul, his first, team second. Litchfield has Corso, Stewart, McGill, Hires, and Niehaus on the floor as Corso gets it in on the left block to Niehaus. Up top to McGill. Southwestern has Gage, Salzman, Moore, Shookman, and Seifried. Here's Stewart for three, back rimmed it. Rebound tapped around, going to be picked up off the floor by Niehaus. A mass of green jerseys there. And Stewart, check that, Niehaus is fouled. The foul is the third on Southwestern, the first personal on Addis Moore, sends Austin Niehaus to the free throw line, and that rattles out. Litchfield now 2 of 3 from the foul line. They hit one triple in the opening quarter. Southwestern 1 of 2 at the stripe, also 1 3 ball in the opening 8 minutes. Second free throw for Niehaus, left it short, missed the pair, and the rebound belongs to Southwestern. Here comes Addis Moore into the front court. On the left wing was Shookman. He puts it on the deck. Litchfield sitting in that 2-3 zone. Salzman in the heart of the lane, turned it over looking for Moore on the right block. That was a congested pass. 5 Southwestern turnovers. 6:50 for the first half. Here's Blake McGill on the left elbow. Crosses over, nice ball fake off the window. It's good. Nice move, Blake McGill. He has 5, and Litchfield back in front, 7-6. Shookman working between the circles, bounce pass to Seifried, and then he throws an absolute seed at the ankles of Salzman, and it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Litchfield. Good idea there. The Birds got a man into the middle of that painted area against the zone, and Salzman was open underneath, but the pass was too hard and too low to handle. Blaine Stewart across the timeline. Leaves it back for Corso. John Corso into the hands of Hires. Back door, McGill throws on the air brakes as he tries to pass it out. Tipped away by Moore. It'll stay with Litchfield. If you want to get it over Addis, you better almost hit the rafters and bring some rain. He has long arms at 6'5". Out front with Blaine Stewart now. Handling out on the left side of that volleyball spike line. 6:05 for the first half, a 1-point Purple Panther lead. John Corso on the left wing being checked by Jonathan Watson. Into the hands of Blake McGill. He'll rise for three, left it a little short, and Moore up by the front of the rim to pull in the rebound, and he's fouled. Third team foul on Litchfield, and the personal foul will be whistled on Chase Hires, his first. Litchfield falls back into their half-court 2-3. They are not a pressure team this year. On the right wing with Jonathan Watson. You know Drew Logan doesn't want to play exclusively zone, but that's what Litchfield has to do this year. Got to adapt to the personnel that you have. Addis Moore leaves it for Gavin Day. Gavin Day on the right wing. Back to Addis. Moore puts it on the deck. Gets inside the foul line. Nice dump down pass to Seifried off the window. It's good. Five for Kyler on the beautiful find from Addis Moore. Addis rose up from 14 feet like he was going to shoot it and then dumped it down to Seifried. 8-7 Birds. 5-10 for the first half of play. Corso gets to the foul line. Niehaus on the roll. The pass was thrown behind him. Fourth Litchfield turnover. Here comes Addis Moore into the front court. Tried to dump it down to Seifried again. This time it was tipped and stolen. Seventh Southwestern turnover. 4:55 for quarter number two. Here's Blake McGill on the right wing into the triple threat position. Now puts it on the deck. Wants to work on Day. Kicks it out to Blaine Stewart on the right wing. Being guarded there by Seifried. Blaine to the foul line. Picks up the dribble, leaves for Hires. Chase all the way into the lane, floats it up from seven, missed it short. Rebound to Moore. Addis Moore races right through four Purple Panthers, finds Salzman, heart of the lane, banks it from straight on, does Brady. His first field goal, he has three. 10-7 Southwestern, 4:20 first half. High post with Niehaus. He'll hand to Corso. Straightaway three ball, no. And the rebound down to Addis Moore, and Jason Darr wants a timeout. 4:12 to play, first half. Southwestern leading Litchfield 10-7. You're listening to South Central Conference Boys Basketball on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Simmons Gymnasium following the timeout. Birds have a three-point lead and the basketball as we approach the midway point of the second quarter. Skip pass to Watson, and it's thrown almost into the stage. Watson made the catch, but he came down on the sideline. Eighth Southwestern turnover. That pass just sailed that time on Gavin Day. It'll be sideline trigger backcourt for Litchfield. Stewart gets it into Corso. John will walk it across the timeline. Works his way to the right wing. Dribble handoff to Niehaus. Austin rises, blocked by Moore at the elbow. Picked up by Salzman. Outlet to Addis. Ahead to Seifried. The layup is good. Kyler had to make the catch in full stride. Almost wound up under the backboard. A good job with the conversion. 12-7. For the Birds, here's Niehaus. Pump fakes on the 18-footer in the right corner. Now leaves it back for Corso. John Corso. Dribble handoff to Blake McGill. Blake gets into the paint. Blocked from behind by Day. It'll be Litchfield ball. Baseline out of bounds. Litchfield and thin purple lettering on both baselines here at Simmons. A thicker purple trim on the baseline and sidelines. The Purple Panther head logo at midcourt. And it goes to Niehaus off the inbounds play from the right block. He uses the window, has his first bucket. 12-9 Southwestern. Jonathan Watson out at that volleyball spike line, backing towards midcourt. 3 minutes first half. 12-9. Southwestern leads with the ball. We've seen some low-scoring boys basketball games this year. That pass off the baseline stolen. Salzman trying to get it out to the top of the key, turned it over. Now on the attack, Stewart loses the handle as the clubs just exchanged turnovers, and the Birds have it back 2.5 minutes for the first half. A three-point lead for Southwestern. Right elbow to Moore. On the baseline, Salzman will fire way too strong. The air ball, though, goes to Seifried. He tries to dump it down to Shookman, deflected out by Litchfield's Boston. It'll stay with Southwestern. Birds fortunate there. They tried about a 2.5-foot pass. On the baseline, Shookman gets it into Salzman. His pass is deflected onto the stage, and it will stay with Southwestern. Wound up with the beat of our buddy Jackson Wilson over there. 2:20 for the first half. A three-point Southwestern lead. Moore wants the three. A high arcer, no. And the rebound tied up between Salzman and Stewart, and the Birds have it on the arrow. It'll be Watson to throw in. Two Birds on the left block. At the left elbow is Shookman, and then Moore starts at the foul line and works into the corner. They will get it in to Seifried. He rises up from about 8 feet and knocks it down. 9 for Seifried, 6 in the quarter. 14-9 Southwestern. Niehaus puts his head down and offensive. 6th turnover on Litchfield. The first personal on Austin Niehaus, and that was a play you could just kind of see it come. And Austin wanted to be ultra aggressive there, and Southwestern was ready for it. Now Drew Logan wants a timeout. 2:02 first half. Southwestern leads Litchfield 14-9. Back to Simmons following these messages. Following the Purple Panther timeout, Pius Allbirds have the basketball. 5-point lead, 1:50 to play in the half. High post to Salzman. He's double-teamed. Gets it off to Watson in the corner to Moore. Addis drives baseline, gets under the rim, caught behind the backboard, turned it over. 10th Southwestern turnover. Addis hasn't scored here in the half, but yet Southwestern with a 5-point lead. 95 seconds for the half. Corso on the attack with the right hand for the lefty. The right-handed scoop for the Southpaw Corso. Might have jammed a finger on that right hand as he comes back grimacing and holding that hand. 14-11 Southwestern. Watson in the corner with Salzman. Off to Watson. Skip pass to Shookman. Cale Shookman leaves it off for Addis Moore. Addis picked up the dribble, leaves it on the right wing for Jonathan Watson. 65 seconds for the half. Here's Moore. Bounce pass on the baseline to Salzman. He will take his time, leaves it off for Watson now. Back into the hands of Addis. On the right wing, Shookman. Down in the block, Salzman. Kicks it back out to Shookman, and Cale was fouled on the catch. 5th team foul. They'll get Blaine Stewart with his first personal foul. Sideline trigger for the Birds in the front court, and it goes to Cale Shookman. Back to Watson. Down on the right block to Salzman. Return pass to Watson. They swing it left side with Moore on the baseline to Seifried. Salzman, 15-footer, banked it in. Brady Salzman with 5, used the window nicely. 16-11 Southwestern. Half a minute, first half. Blaine Stewart kicks it to McGill, up top to John Corso. Corso with the left-hand bounce, works his way into the left corner. Off to Stewart, 20 seconds for the half. Boston in the high post, leaves for McGill. Blake McGill. In the right corner, it goes now to Corso. 13 seconds for the half. Purple Panthers should get the final shot here. Blake McGill in the right wing, 7 seconds. Out with Boston. Now Stewart rises for 3. Yes! Blaine Stewart buries the 3-ball at the end of the first half. So Litchfield had 30 seconds to work off, and they did a great job of a patient possession and getting a 3 at the horn. Jason Darr not happy as the Pius Allbirds head to the locker room. At the half, it is Southwestern 16, Litchfield 14. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show. Both teams back on the floor. Litchfield emerged very late. They will not get any shots prior to the start of the third quarter. They walked out of the locker room, into the huddle, and now it's time to play basketball here in the second half. Southwestern leading 16-14. Scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports at 7:30. Sports Saturday live from Lincolnwood at 9:02. We'll have Brenda Tote joining us on Sports Saturday tomorrow. And then the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. Game 1 tips at 9:30. We'll have all the action live on FM 106. But we really hope to see you out there at Lincolnwood. All the money raised is going to go to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. Great raffle items for you coming up tomorrow at the Shootout. Panthers get the basketball to start the second half. Stewart shovels to Boston, lays it up and in, and draws the foul. Just like that, we're tied at 16, and Litchfield at the line with a chance for the old-fashioned three. So they got the three-pointer at the end of the first half, and now a chance for an and one to start the second half. There's a little confusion amongst the referees for a moment, not sure. Just verifying that the bucket did count. The foul was whistled on Seifried, his 2nd. Boston's free throw is good. And just like that, Litchfield has taken a 1-point lead, 17-16, 10 seconds into the second half. Gavin Day gets the start for the Birds here in the third quarter. He's on the floor with Shookman, Seifried, Moore, and Salzman. In the corner, Gavin Day puts it on the deck, gets to the left block. Nice step through off the window and good for Gavin Day. Very nice move from the young sophomore. Just took his time with the patience. Stewart rises for three, rimmed it out, and the rebound down to Salzman. Leaves it for Moore. Addis Moore. Hesitation bounce top of the key. Step back, three. Missed it. And the rebound to Corso. Day tried to tie him up. Corso did a good job to rip it away. Here comes John. Gets the right block to the rim with the left hand. Missed it. He'll have free throws. Second foul on Southwestern in the half. They'll get Kale Shookman with his first personal. 18-17. Birds leading. Corso at the free throw line for Litchfield. Free throw is no good. John Corso will get his second toss. I always say lefties don't miss two in a row, and Corso hasn't made a liar out of me yet. Three for John, 18-18 our score. 6:55 for the third quarter. Seifried out front, skip pass to Gavin Day. Gavin's pass deflected out by Austin Niehaus. It'll stay with Southwestern. 6:47 for the third quarter. Opening South Central game for both teams here tonight. Litchfield comes in 4-3. Southwestern's 2-4. Ball deflected out by McGill. It'll stay with the Birds. Sideline trigger in front of the Southwestern bench. Shookman gets it in out near midcourt to Day. Right back to Shookman. On the baseline to Moore. Addis across the lane leaves it for Salzman. He will spin around. Left it short. And on the rebound, they're going to get Moore coming over the back. That'll be Addis's second, already the third foul of Southwestern in the quarter. We haven't played 2 minutes. We're 4 seconds shy of playing 90 seconds in the quarter. Already three fouls on Southwestern. 6.5 minutes, quarter number three. Blaine Stewart into the front court. Off it goes to John Corso. John, right side of the key, puts it between his legs. Now picks up the bounce. Leaves it into the hands of Blaine Stewart. Back to Corso, open. For three, left it way short, just grazed the iron. Rebound, though, to Anthony Boston. Litchfield can reset. Into the hands of Niehaus. Austin Niehaus feeds the block down to Boston. Drop step. Oh, he's tied up by Day. The five-footer Day got the tie-up on Boston, but they're going to say he got the wrist. First personal on Gavin Day. Fourth team foul on Southwestern. 6:05 for the third quarter. At the free throw line, Anthony Boston, the 6'3 senior. Free throws off the mark, no good. He's now 1 of 2 from the foul line. Litchfield is 4 of 8. Second free throw, good. 1 out of 2 for Boston. He has 4 in the game. Litchfield back in front, 19-18. Here is Salzman, leaves it for Moore. Addis, yes, finally has his first bucket, an 18-footer out of the right corner. 20-19, Litchfield with a one-point deficit, but they have the basketball. McGill's pass, check that, Stewart's pass, tipped out, and it'll belong to Litchfield with 5:40 to play in the third quarter. Jonathan Watson going to check in. He will replace Kale Shookman. Shookman to the bench. And the Panthers have it out of bounds on the baseline. Blake McGill. Bounce pass on the left block to Corso. John rises up. No good contestant there by Salzman. Into the hands of Addis Moore. Off to Gavin Day. Gavin Day in the left corner feeds the block to Salzman. Back to Day. Gavin dribbles out of that left corner. Keeps the bounce alive. Splits the double. A runner, but he's fouled first. The foul on Litchfield, their first of the half. And the personal foul will go on Blaine Stewart, his second. Baseline out of bounds on the left side of the lane for Southwestern. Addis Moore will throw it in. Gets it in to Shookman. Kale Shookman between the circles to Gavin Day. That play was set up for a return pass to Addis Moore. He was open, but the pass didn't go back to him, and Jason Dorr was clapping his hands with a lot of passion, wanting that return pass. Again, they want the ball to go to Moore. They don't get it to him. Salzman rises up, left it short. Checked at Seifried, and the rebound down to Niehaus. Jason Darr not happy. He goes for the clipboard. He's going to call a timeout. First opportunity he gets. That ball is deflected out. We have a foul. It's going on Southwestern. And Gavin Day, fifth team foul on the Piasaw Birds. 4:55 for the third quarter. Baseline out of bounds. Corso gets it into Boston. Back to Corso in the left corner. On the block with Boston. Anthony Boston rejected by Moore. Picked up underneath by Corso. A one-point Southwestern lead, 20-19. Corso out front. Dribble handoff. Leaves it for Blake McGill up top to Blaine Stewart. Here's Niehaus open for three. Missed it too strong. Rebound picked up underneath by Gavin Day. 4:25, and here comes the timeout from Jason Darr. 4:23 for the third quarter. Southwestern leads Litchfield 20-19. We'll come back to Simmons Gymnasium in Litchfield following these messages. Following the Piasaw Bird timeout, Southwestern has the basketball. Up a point, 20-19, 4:23 for the third quarter. Inbound to Addis Moore, returns it right back to Shookman. He'll give it to Day between the circles. Gavin Day keeps the bounce alive out front. Spins away, went nowhere, now pulls it back out towards midcourt. Some confusion here for Southwestern on the offensive end. Into the hands of Addis Moore, high post to Seifried, tried a long bounce pass on the right block to Salzman, deflected out off of Southwestern. It'll belong to Litchfield, the 11th Piasaw Bird turnover. 3 minutes, 50 seconds for quarter number three. 20-19 Piasaw Birds. Here's Blaine Stewart on the right wing. Top of the key to Niehaus. In the corner to Corso. John dribbles underneath the hoop, kicks out to Stewart. Blaine rises up, blocked in there by Seifried. Never saw him. Here comes Addis Moore. He's cut off nicely by Niehaus. Shookman for three out of the corner. Missed it. Long rebound to Stewart. He lost it. Moore picks it up. Here is Salzman, no. Offensive rebound to Moore. Addis blocked by Boston. Gets it back. Wraparound pass thrown right to Blaine Stewart. Good job by Anthony Boston on the inside there with the rejection. 3:10, third quarter. Corso kicks it to McGill for three, missed it off the left side, and the rebound down to Addis Moore. 3 minute mark, third quarter. 2-3 zone for Litchfield. Moore hands it off to Shookman. Back to Addis. High post to Salzman. Into the hands of Day, back to Salzman. Brady Salzman puts it on the floor. A runner left it short over Boston, and Anthony pulls down the rebound for Litchfield. 2:40 to play in the third quarter. A one-point Southwestern lead, and Drew Logan wants a timeout. 2:36 for the third. The Piasaw Birds lead 20-19. You're listening to South Central Conference action on WSMI. Back to Simmons following these messages. Out of the timeout, Litchfield with the basketball. Austin Niehaus, 18-footer, rattled out, no good. Rebound to Southwestern and Cale Shookman. One-point lead for the Birds. They have the basketball. Here comes Gavin Day, lost the handle, but is picked up off the floor by Seifried. Into the hands of Shookman, a runner, no, and the rebound down to Boston. It was 6-5 Southwestern after one, 16-14 Piasaw Birds at the half. They lead 20-19 right now. On the block to Boston, kicks out to McGill. Blake drives baseline, floats it up, no, tough shot there, good contest by Southwestern, and the rebound down to the Birds. Into the hands of Cale Shookman, the 5'9 sophomore. Into the hands of sophomore teammate Gavin Day. On the block to Salzman. Back out to Shookman. Here's Moore. And that pass somehow went right through Seifried, and it happened because it was deflected. Litchfield touched it, and then it went right through the legs of Seifried. Might have officials with different views on the call. It'll stay with Litchfield. Good officiating there. The officials getting together. That's what you want. The official on the baseline was right on top of it. In it goes, left corner to Addis Moore. Wants to drive baseline, cut off by Niehaus. Nice job by Austin Niehaus. He sends Moore all the way up top. Addis Moore. Litchfield's done a good job on him tonight. Top of the key, Shookman for three, left it short. Rebound down to Litchfield. 83 seconds for the third quarter. Corso leaves it for Niehaus. Pulls up 15-footer. No good off the mark. Rebound tapped around, eventually corralled by Southwestern and Brady Salzman. Moore, long pass to Seifried, too tall for him, out of bounds. 13th Southwestern turnover. That just sailed on Moore ever so slightly. Natas will take a seat with 70 seconds to play in the third quarter. Been a frustrating night for Addis Moore. The 6'5 junior. Heck of a ball player, though. John Corso at the volleyball spike line. Checks with the bench as we are into the final minute of the third quarter. Litchfield student sections on the stage side have a off-fence sign, and that's been hard to come by tonight. There's an air ball, but the rebound to Corso, and Litchfield can reset. 43 seconds for the third quarter. Everything on the offensive end of the floor for both teams has been a challenge here tonight. In the corner, here's a three. Yes, put home by Blaine Stewart. Out of the left corner, he has eight, his second triple of the night, and Litchfield back in front, 21-20. Must have called that a long two. Long two. Here's Salzman. That pass is tipped, nearly stolen, goes right to Shookman. He gets underneath to Seifried, and he's fouled. Almost got it to go for the and one. Just wouldn't crawl over the front of the rim. 4.6 seconds for the quarter. They'll get Boston, his second personal. Second team foul on Litchfield. Southwestern's been whistled for five fouls in the quarter. At the free throw line, Kyler Seifried, 6'2 senior. Toss, good. 10 for Seifried, and we are tied at 21. This to put the Birds back in front. Second toss is no good or rattled out. Rebound to Corso with three to midcourt. Volleyball spike line, good if it goes. It will not. After three quarters, it is Southwestern 21, Litchfield 21. We're back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Well, here we go. Fourth quarter time, and nothing has been decided yet. 21 up. Southwestern gets the basketball to start the fourth. Birds led by one after one, by two at the half, tied at 21 after three. Litchfield in that 2-3 zone. You've got Stewart and McGill up top. Corso, Boston, Niehaus along the baseline. Moore, middle of the paint, kicks it off to Salzman on the floor with Seifried, Day, and Shookman. Down to Addis, right block. Kicks it to Shookman, rejected by Boston. Shookman was fading away towards the baseline, and Boston was right there for the rejection. Here's Corso, steps into a three, missed it too strong. Addis Moore had the rebound, lost it, but it's picked up off the floor by Shookman. He gets it back to Addis. Moore on the right wing with Gavin Day. Gavin brings it back between the circles, wants to reset the Piasaw offense. Trying to figure out this 2-3 zone. On the left wing with Seifried, down to Moore. He is double-teamed immediately. He will dribble out of trouble, and back out it goes to Gavin Day between the circles. Into the hands of Shookman. Cale Shookman. He'll bring it back ahead of the key. Dangerous pass. McGill might have been able to get there. Here's Day on the spin, rejected by Boston. That was a Shaq-style swat right there. He had some momentum behind that, baby. 6.5 for the ball game, 21-21. Litchfield's been on the defensive end a long time here on this set. On the baseline, Seifried. Bounce pass to Salzman at his feet. Ill-advised, turned over. Corso first to the floor, but then John gives it right back, and Jason Darr gets a timeout. 6:16 to play. Litchfield Southwestern tied at 21. We'll come back to Simmons Gymnasium following these messages on WSMI. Following the Southwestern timeout, Birds have the basketball. Here's Gavin Day, high post to Moore. Addis Moore. Oh, finds a slashing Seifried, couldn't handle it cleanly, gets it off to Day. He is double teamed on the baseline, keeps the bounce alive. Jump pass, tipped, stolen by McGill. Outlet to Stewart. Blaine Stewart muscles his way up, missed the layup through traffic, and on the rebound is pulled down by Southwestern and Brady Salzman. He gets it away to Addis Moore. Addis's pass tipped into the backcourt. Going to be picked up there by Blake McGill. McGill on the baseline, yes, for Blake McGill. 7 for McGill, and Litchfield in front, 23-21. Good active hands there on the defensive end of the floor for Litchfield, created that turnover. I think it was Stewart who got a finger on it. Day picked up his dribble. He needs some help. He gets it off to Seifried. He's out at the volleyball spike line. Long way from the hoop. Crosses over and almost threw it away. Saved by Salzman right to Litchfield. Bad pass. 17th, the Pius Allbird turnover. They had 10 in the first half, but they led 7 here in the third quarter, or in the second half, and they're down 2. Down to Boston, and he's fouled by Addis Moore. Addis thought he got it cleanly. 6th team foul. 3rd personal foul on Moore. And it will send Anthony Boston to the free throw line for 2 tosses. Boston tonight, 2 of 3 at the line. He has 4 points. Free throw, no good. Litchfield now 5 of 10 from the foul line. Southwestern's 2 of 4. Second free throw off the heel, too strong. Boston missed the pair, and the rebound down to the Birds. Inside of 5 minutes for the game. Seifried on the right wing gets it off to Shookman. That pass almost sent into the Southwestern bench, but Gavin Day able to elevate. Day on the baseline to Salzman. On the block to Moore. Addis makes the catch, tried the wraparound pass, deflected out off of Litchfield. It'll be Southwestern ball. We haven't seen much of Jonathan Watson here in the second half. He was getting looked at by the trainer, and he's got a bag of ice right now on his left foot, so he will not be returning tonight. Out front for the Birds is Gavin Day. 4:15 for the ball game. A 2-point Litchfield lead. Day gave up his dribble, having trouble. Gets it away to Seifried. A wild runner off the left side of the backboard. Gets it back. Rejected by Boston. Oh, Anthony Boston has had some big blocks here tonight. And Niehaus going to be fouled. Now Southwestern was going for the tie-up. They will get Seifried on the personal. His 3rd. And that puts the Birds over the limit. Litchfield will shoot free throws. The final 4:05 of the ball game. T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer tomorrow. First game tips at 9:30. All the money raised goes to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. Come out and join us and help support a great cause. That's an air ball. Austin Niehaus, an air ball from the foul line, and that is never a fun feeling. That's one of those things, as soon as you let it go, you know what's going to happen, and you just wish you had it on a string and that you could pull it back and try it again. Halfway through the money quarter. Niehaus into the passing lane there. Deflects the ball since Jason Darr's stumbling. He had to fall into his bench there. Lane Gage kind of caught him. Player, coach, you always got to be aware. Head on a swivel. On your toes. 3:45 for the ball game. Bad pass by Salzman. 18th turnover. Check that. Seifried with the pass. He's shaking his head in disgust. Coming back down the floor. Corso. High post to Boston. Dribble handoff to Stewart. All the way to the rim. Rejected in there by Seifried. It'll belong to Litchfield on the baseline. 3.5 minutes to play in the game. One Panther on each wing, and then you've got Boston in the middle of the lane. Stewart at the foul line. Here comes McGill off the window. Oh, he missed it. Nice out-of-bounds set there. Got McGill a layup. He just missed it. And then a foul on the Purple Panthers coming out. Third team foul. They will get Anthony Boston with his 3rd personal foul. A 2-point lead for Litchfield. 3:20 to play in the ballgame. Addis Moore off to Shookman. Cale Shookman back between the circles to Moore. Day, high post to Salzman. Left elbow, he'll fire. Almost banked it in. That was an intentional bank, but it rattled out. Rebound down to Corso. John Corso gets to the top of the key. Into the hands of Blaine Stewart. Blaine, handoff to McGill. Blake for 3, left it short. Rebound to Moore. Lost to Neos, poked it loose, but then picked up off the floor by Gavin Day. Inside of 3 minutes for the ball game, a two-point Litchfield lead. Gavin Day dribbles out between the circles near midcourt. On the right wing with Addis Moore. Addis, that pass is tipped and stolen by Niehaus. Boy, Addis thought he could just slip it past him, and Niehaus was ready for it. And then a foul on the Piasaw Birds. They will get Brady Salzman. Eighth team foul, so we'll walk to the other end for foul shots. A two-point lead for Litchfield. They've missed all three foul shots here in the fourth quarter. They're now 5 of 12 for the game. Niehaus, 2 points, 0 for 3 from the foul line. Important tosses here with 2:36 to play. Litchfield up 2. Litchfield up 3 as Niehaus makes the toss. This to make it a two-possession game. Still a lot of time left. Second free throw short, and the rebound down to Salzman. On the baseline with Seifried. Lost the ball, gets it back. Moore for three, and the tie left it short. Follows his miss, gets the rebound back, and he's called for traveling. He did. 20th turnover on Southwestern. Moore got the offensive rebound, and on his spin move, he drugged that pivot foot. And now Litchfield throws it away. Blaine Stewart had Anthony Boston wide open at the rim, and he just threw it too far. Ninth Litchfield turnover. That is a big one because that was an easy bucket. Would have been a five-point lead. Instead, it stays at 3, 24-21. And a five-point lead with 2:10 to go in this low scoring of a game, that's like a 10-point lead. Now Southwestern turns it over again. A bad pass out front. They have had trouble with this 2-3 zone all night. Corso trapped, gets it away to Anthony Boston. He leaves it back for Blaine Stewart. Finds Niehaus, so he missed the layup from straight on. He might have been caught between finger roll at the front, tried to go with the scoop layup to the right, and he missed it. Now Moore is fouled by Litchfield. Just their fourth team foul, so sideline out of bounds for the Piasaw Birds. They will get Blake McGill with his first personal. Addis Moore will throw it in. Nope, now it will be Lane Gage to throw in. 5'10 freshman right in front of the Southwestern bench. 107 seconds to play. A three-point Litchfield lead. Addis Moore on the left wing, leaves it for Day. Gavin thought about the three, instead puts it on the floor, and he's going to be called for traveling. He wanted the slip bounce pass to Gage. Litchfield cut that off, and when it wasn't there, he drug his pivot foot. A day out, Shookman returns for the Birds. They've turned it over now 22 times for the game, 12 here in the second half. And they've yet to score here in the fourth quarter. Litchfield's only scored 3 points in the fourth quarter. 90 seconds to play. Points hard to come by here tonight. I'd say first of 30 wins, but I don't think we're going to get that far. In the corner to Austin Niehaus. The way we're going, 24 might win the game. A three-pointer is the difference right now. Corso rises from the foul line, missed it, but Austin Niehaus with the big rebound, and we are into the final minute. Blaine Stewart tucks it under his left arm, and Southwestern will have to come out and pressure. Stewart leaves it for Niehaus. Austin Niehaus off to Corso. 50 seconds for the game, and the foul given by Addis Moore. His fourth, team's ninth, one in bonus for the Purple Panthers. Blake McGill, a two-point bucket and a free throw from Austin Niehaus. That's the only scoring from either side here in the quarter. It was tied at 21 after three. Litchfield leads 24-21 with 48 and a half seconds to play. Got to make the first to get the second, and Corso Pure with the toss. Two-possession game, 25-21. Corso on the night has 4 points. Now 2 of 3 at the line. Second toss, good. Big free throws for the senior Corso. Clock running, 45 seconds to play. Southwestern must go quickly. Salzman to Moore for three. Yes, Addis Moore buries the three ball. He has 5, and the lead is 2. 35 seconds for the game. Corso gets it into the front court to Boston, down to McGill, off the window, it's good. Southwestern had all the pressure in the backcourt, and then Litchfield got the long baseball pass into the front court. Bad pass, turned over, picked off by McGill, and then Blake McGill is fouled. He took a hard shot right there as he winds up on the ground. Three Piasaw Birds over there trying to help him out. Now they'll help him to his feet. Good sportsmanship there. 17 and a half seconds for the ball game. You go with the all-out pressure like Southwestern did, and you can get burned like Southwestern did right there. Good job by Litchfield to recognize it and get the pass across the timeline and get the easy bucket. A four-point lead for the Purple Panthers, looking for their fourth straight win. Blake McGill on the night has 9 points. Double bonus time. Free throw good. 10 points for McGill. A 5-point lead for Litchfield. Just 17 and a half seconds remain. Second free throw for Blake. Good. 11 points for Blake McGill. A 6-point lead for Litchfield. Seifried rises on the baseline and knocks it down. Kyler Seifried has a dozen. And with an 8.6 left, the foul given by the Birds. They trail by four. Two free throws for Litchfield. They will get Brady Salzman with his second personal. 13 second-half turnovers for Southwestern, and they've scored just 10 points in the half. Free throw for Corso is good. Hit the front rim and crawled over. Six for John Corso. He's made his last four foul shots. He's 4 for 5 for the ball game. 6 points. Free throw is no good. And the rebound down to the Birds. 5 seconds. Moore rises up. No good. And the Litchfield Purple Panthers pick up their first conference win of the year. They beat Southwestern 31-26 in a low-scoring battle. It was tied at 21 after three. And Litchfield outscores the Birds 10-5 in the money quarter. Their fourth straight win. They improved to 5-3 on the year. 31-26 the final. We're back to wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Litchfield wins it here tonight, 31-26 over Southwestern. 10-5 was the score in the fourth quarter after we were tied at 21. And it was just a tough night offensively for both sides, as it was 6-5 Southwestern after one, 16-14 Birds after two, tied at 21 after three. And then we were a good 6.5 minutes seemingly into the fourth quarter. We had just 3 total points on the board. Litchfield finds a way to get it done. They've now won 4 in a row, and they improved to 5-3 on the year, 1-0 in the South Central. For the Birds of Southwestern, they drop to 2-5. They are 0-1. In league play. For Litchfield tonight, they were led by Blake McGill with 11 points, 7 for Blaine Stewart, 6 for John Corso, 4 for Anthony Boston, 3 for Austin Niehaus. Purple Panthers, 11 of 20 from the foul line, had them unofficially for 9 turnovers. And the 3-pointer at the end of the first half by Blaine Stewart proved to be a big one. Southwestern was up 5, and then Stewart canned the 3-ball at the first half buzzer to get Litchfield within 2, and then Anthony Boston had a 3-point play right out of the locker room. So just like that, a 5-point deficit to a 1-point lead for Litchfield. For Southwestern, they were led by Kyler Seifried with a dozen, 5 points apiece for Addis Moore and Brady Salzman, and 4 points tonight for Gavin Day. Southwestern was just 2 of 4 from the free throw line, only got to the foul line 4 times this evening. 23 Southwestern turnovers. That was the biggest difference. They wind up with 26 points and 23 turnovers. And in this low scoring of a game, you can't have that many empty possessions. They survived it in the first half. They turned it over 10 times in the first half, but led by 2. But then they could not overcome the 13 second half turnovers. They scored 10 points in the second half and turned it over 13 times in the second half. So Litchfield wins it 31-26. Thanks to Mark Elvers and his staff here at Litchfield for their hospitality. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for that. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast tonight and throughout the year, because without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting stations. Of course, we got the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer coming up tomorrow, 9:30. The first game will tip. That is girls action with Lincolnwood and Hillsboro. Then the Carthenville and Pawnee girls will play at 11. At 12:30, boys action as Carthenville taking on Carrollton. At 2 o'clock, it'll be North Mac and Gillespie. At 3:30, Southwestern will face Nokomis. At 5 o'clock, Litchfield takes on Lincolnwood. Then at 6:30 in a girls' game, Rochester against Pleasant Plains. Looking forward to that. That'll be a heck of a ball game. And the nightcap at 8 has Hillsboro taking on New Berlin. The second annual T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer tomorrow at Lincolnwood High School beginning at 9:30. All the money raised will go to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. We'll have Sports Saturday live from Lincolnwood tomorrow morning at 9:02, and we'll have Brenda Tote with us on Sports Saturday tomorrow. So look forward very much to catching up with Brenda tomorrow on Sports Saturday. Thanks to Megan Cordy. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106. Of course, thanks to those of you on the live stream as well. This is your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. Your final one more time from Simmons Gymnasium in Litchfield. The Purple Panthers beat Southwestern 31-26. I am Tim Mize, and we say goodnight from Litchfield.